Ursula Burns comes from Belfast. She plays the harp, but not always in the way you would expect. A few years back, she began writing her own funny songs for the harp, and she put a few of them up on YouTube. Well, so successful were they that she began to write more and more, until in 2012, when she reluctantly entered the Irish Musical Comedy Awards, she walked away with the top prize. As she says herself, in the world of comedy, she's a round peg in a square hole. Now, Ursula is staging her own one-woman show in the Lyric Theatre in Belfast next Thursday, Friday and Saturday. It's called I Do It For The Money, and I'm delighted to say that she and her harp have joined me in studio. Good afternoon, Ursula.
Hello, Jerry.
How are you?
I'm very good.
This is one of the most unusual acts I think I've ever come across. Now, I know Richard Digents, he does it on the, he sings funny songs on the guitar. Victoria Wood sings funny songs on the piano. But yeah. I have never, ever heard of anybody singing funny songs on the harp. The two don't seem to go hand in hand.
Yeah, it's funny. My mum is a harpist and my dad sings funny songs. So for me, it's quite natural the
you
two would go together.
Yeah. Is that where it started, though? How did it start, really?
I've always written songs. I'm a songwriter and I've always written funny songs, but I just didn't really realise that it was comedy. It was just some of the songs would be funny, but I never followed that path before. I always made albums and made more serious music.
Yes.
And then it was just one winter when I hadn't got as much other of my serious music on, I just thought, well, I'll put one of my funny songs up on YouTube. You know, I just did it sort of
for the crack.
Yeah, yeah, just for fun. And that was when Stephen Mullen from the Laughter Shed, who was a comedy company here, forwarded it to the IMCA Awards. And I got through to the final and they emailed me and said, come down and play at the final. And I went and won it.
These are the comedy awards.
Yeah,
yeah, it's comedy
and
awards.
It was my first gig. It was my first comedy gig and I won. So I came away going, oh my goodness, I have to write more. And then I wrote more and took it to Edinburgh Festival last year and got nominated for the Malcolm Hardy Award for comic originality. And literally,
are you okay with this? Is this what you want to do?
Well, I'm fine with it. I must say it's been very nerve-wracking. I mean, there's times when I felt a little bit out of my depth. When I won the award, I had to travel around Ireland and do all these gigs in comedy.
You're doing
festivals.
The comedy circuit, weren't you?
I was doing the comedy circuit.
So there was a guy doing a stand-up just before you.
Yes.
And then, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ursula Burns.
Yeah.
And you come on with us.
10 minutes. You've got 10 minutes. You've got to win them over. And what's more, the trouble I was finding was that I was used to doing the circuits in Ireland and Europe and whatever, but as a musician, so you're going into a venue, you've got like half hour, an hour, you've got a sound guy, you've got all this sort of, but the comedy scene was totally different, and I found it a massive jump. And I'm sitting there with a ball gown and a harp.
And what are people expecting? They're not expecting humour. They're not expecting comedy.
That's why it works. And to be honest, because the harp has got such a conventionally classical,
yes,
it's got such a posh image or a Celtic image, windswept image, it doesn't take that much to break it down and rough the edges off it and take people by surprise. And that's really essentially...
Well, I've listened to some of your stuff on YouTube. I haven't seen you perform live, but I've seen some of your stuff on YouTube. They're very funny indeed. That is a beautiful harp, by the way. It's not an Irish harp, is it? No.
This is a Paraguayan harp. Paraguayan. And it's very funny because the humour seems to be linked with the harp to the Paraguayan harp. When I got my first Paraguayan harp, I was writing funny songs on it. I did one of them on the Kelly Show years ago, and it was called Continental Boys, the song I sang, and it was at the last line was, come over here, petal, and sit on my knee. Well, you ran across the studio and sat on my knee.
I don't believe
this
it.
Was on TV.
Couldn't have been me, Ursula. No.
It's true, no, because my mum and dad have it on VHS video recorder.
That's how long ago it was.
Yeah, it's on a tape in our attic somewhere.
Oh my goodness.
So, but I don't think that technology still exists to even watch it.
No, you can't
VHS.
See anything on VHS anymore. That's how old it is. You have had a very colourful life. You were born on the Falls Road, yes.
Yeah.
But you went away to England and you toured with a horse-drawn theatre company.
Yeah, I did. I went over for 2 weeks to make tea and look after kids, and I ended up in the show and we walked from Aberdeen to Brighton.
And what did you do in the show?
I played the devil.
So
which
what do you just
me.
You get into this horse-drawn carriage.
We didn't walk. We walked. We weren't allowed in the carriage. We had to walk with the horses. We walked from Aberdeen to Brighton, and I mean every step of the way. And we did shows every day.
So you pitched a tent, or what did you do?
We slept in tents, and we would do a show in the local village hall. So we'd go around the little village. We'd walk. It was old style. Like, this is, you know, the way they used to do theatre before they had theatres. So we'd walk from village to village with horses and a gypsy wagon, and we'd set up and we'd camp outside and cook our dinner on the on the campfire. And
what age were you then, Ursula, when you were doing
that? I was 20 when I was doing that.
So you left us here and off you went to do
that. I went
off
to do that.
What did Mum and Dad say about that?
Well, they always let me go. I'd left long before that. I mean, I went over to London on my own at 14 to do a theatre thing. They always were very supportive of the fact that I was a bit of a free spirit, and I did want out of Belfast. And they always let me follow what I wanted to do, which I was very grateful to them for, because they could have said no.
And look where you've ended up.
Yeah, well, I've gone up and down and round about doing what I do. And essentially, I'm a songwriter. I write songs. I've written songs all my life. And it's just taken me down loads of different avenues, theatre, music, circus, whatever.
Your one-woman show, which will be on the Lyric next Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Is it all funny songs, or will you be doing serious stuff as well?
I'll do a token serious, you know, I'll do
a token
serious thing. You know, it's nice to put something out with a little bit of an emotional connection to it as well. The show is predominantly comedy. It's mostly comedy, but there is one maybe other song that sneaked its way in just because I could.
Well, look, we're going to have to hear you because we've talked enough about it. What's this song, and is there a background to this song?
This song is called Life's Wallpaper.
Life's Wallpaper.
Yeah, okay. Life's Wallpaper. And it does what it says on the tin. It's a little song. It's basically, you know, Jerry, it was divorce that wrecked my marriage. It's about divorce.
Go for it, girl.
Kathleen O'More, she called me up at 3 on Saturday. She and her husband were choosing wallpaper. What did I have to say? The pink was very nice. The gold one caught the light. Embossed was expensive, made them quite pensive. What was my advice? Why do I get these calls? Why am I even her friend at all? The boredom of this could make me cry, and if I wasn't on the phone, I would look her in the eye. Then the solution appeared in an epiphany of light. The angels blew trumpets to prove I was right. The skies, they opened, God's laughter filtered down, disguised as little bubbles that burst all around. And this is what I said to her that day. Why don't you get divorced and join the circus? 'Cause then you won't have any walls. Why don't you get divorced and join the circus? The only curtains you'd see would be for curtain calls. Get divorced and join the circus. It's the only decent thing that you could do. Get divorced and join the circus. If life's wallpaper catches up with you, get divorced on grounds of boredom. If your ex hasn't called you up, you could just ignore him. And you might find a clown to alleviate your frown. Get divorced and join the circus. Get divorced and join the circus.
Ursula, that's great fun.
I'm afraid my harp is going a little bit out of tune.
Oh,
that's
has it? Just well, we never noticed.
The sun came out, you know, it went into shock.
We'd never noticed. That's great. How many of those songs have you got? Like, how many funny songs have you got?
I don't know. I've got quite a few. I've maybe got 12 or 13 funny songs now.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's so unique. It's so unusual to hear someone do that. And you're a heck of a harpist, I have to say.
Oh, well, you need to be to...
Yeah, because you're concentrating on the words and the fun, that's only almost incidental, and yet you need what a skill it is.
Second nature. It needs to be second nature to be able to communicate another way.